MP for the area, Mark Durkin, joining us now. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction to this?
Well, like everybody else, relief that these devices have been intercepted, but disgust that anybody could plan an operation of this sort of nature with the devastation and potentially the deaths that it would involve. So while we're all in Derry this morning annoyed and frustrated by the disruption that is there, it is better that we're dealing with disruption than that we're facing the story of devastation and death that potentially we could have been talking about.
When we learned today from the chief superintendent that the roof mark had been cut out of the van, that these four live mortar devices were primed, they were ready to go, they were live, you get a sense of just how close Northern Ireland was last night.
Absolutely. I mean, when we just think of, when we hear that sort of information, when you think of what one mortar can do, and these things are not precision devices, you know, no matter what anybody intends as their target, and there's no legitimate or justifiable target, but no matter what anybody might intend as the target, God knows where any of those devices could have gone and what damage they could have done. So we have been spared an awful catastrophe. Thankfully, we have been spared that. And the message needs to go out to those who are behind us or those who kind of think, well, it's this kind of stuff's all right. It's really Tom and Jerry stuff. It doesn't do real serious damage to anybody. The fact is the community has been spared an awful incident that could have caused huge damage, not just physically, but in human terms. And just contrast what the people behind the planned attack were doing with what thousands of people were doing just the day before on Saturday. I mean, I was there in Eppington Square and we were all doing our song and dance routine for Annie, all putting out a positive story, a positive message about the type of community we are, about the talents and ambitions we want to celebrate in this city. But no, there's a small minority of people who say, no, they want Derry to be a theatre for destruction and death.
Because it does just take a small group of people to be able to transport these devices, to put them together. Is there now a need, Mark, to reach out to these people, to try to engage them politically, to offer them some type of political alternative that they would buy into?
Well, I don't think there's been any shortage of offers in that direction. Many of us have said that we will be committed to any conversation that is necessary or feasible with these people or anybody in around who sympathises with them or influences them. If there's anything that we're missing, if there's any point that people aren't picking up or aren't getting, if there's any issue that any of us are neglecting, people are able to talk to any of us in the political arena. Remember, democracy is an open forum here. There's nobody excluded from any forum by virtue of any case that they want to make. So doors are open to these people if they want doors to be open. Yeah.
There have been just finally, finally, there have been massive efforts to promote Derry, the City of Culture Year, huge tourism opportunities, and I wonder how much damage this actually does to brand Derry, to brand Londonderry.
It potentially does damage, but we need to keep the focus on the Saturday afternoon story rather than the Sunday night story.
Well, and I don't want to
downplay what last night represented in terms of the potential threat, in terms of the potential damage. But just look, there was thousands of people involved on Saturday doing a very good thing, having a very good day for a very good cause.
Okay.
That's the real Derry. That's the Derry that Derry people want to show and sell and invite people to.